Okay. Now, just if you can tell us your name and when you moved to New Milford.
Oh, my name is Judy Mayerly Burroughs. I grew up in northern Minnesota, so I still consider myself a Minnesota Viking. I am not a Yankee, and I never will be. I'm sorry for all the Yankees in New Milford that are listening to this. Maybe you can even hear some of my Minnesota accent. Anyway, one of my first bad memories in New Milford was in about 1980, they were building a new bridge. I live in Northville, and you turn right on Wheaton Road. And then if you go down a little hill, when you go down a little hill, there's a bridge, and it was falling apart. If you go past that bridge, there was Whiting's Dairy Farm. Mm-hmm. Across from the barn was a great, big, beautiful tree. So the first selectman at that time decided that the tree was so beautiful, we must keep it. So the road angles around the way it always did, and is still as narrow as it always was. The tree died a long time ago.
Who was the first selectman at that time? Do you remember?
Yes, Cliff Chapin.
Okay.
I don't know if this... You might want to delete this. I went to a party one time, and I had on one of the prettiest jackets I've ever owned. And I had known him for a long time, and he took one look at me and said, "You look like a French whore." Oh, my God. Well, between the tree and that jacket, I didn't have much use for Cliff after that.
And so you're telling me, why did you end up moving here? That was a great story.
My husband was flying for TWA. Mm-hmm. We lived on Long Island. He was laid off. The airline was shrinking. Times were not good. This was in about 1970. He was hired in 68 after 2 years in Vietnam. So we moved to his parents' empty house up in Maine, the worst year of my life, and he knows that. And we had looked at New Milford when we first came east after training in Kansas City, Missouri. But New Milford realtors, whoever, wanted 25% down, and we couldn't afford it. So we moved out to Long Island, where we only had to pay 10% down. And then he got recalled. And that's how we ended up here. We could afford to buy here now because we had sold our house on Long Island and had some money from that. And
what was so appealing about the town that you just had your heart set on it? I mean,
well,
it was just convenience.
I hate to say that, but yes. Al is not a city boy at all. He grew up in Maine. He's a country boy. He's a maniac. I grew up in a small town. But it was at least a town. He didn't live out in the woods. So he wanted to get as far away from the New York airports as he could.
Okay.
And that meant 200 miles or 2 hours.
Okay.
So he kept driving north till he got to New Milford. And then, of course, he brought me here. Mm-hmm. And it was a wonderful town. I loved downtown. I still do, but I miss the soda fountain at Sloan's. And
did you go there a lot?
Yeah, I brought my kids, who used to love to climb all over the tank.
Like, what do you mean the tank?
The tank on the green.
Oh, the tank on the green.
The tank.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
The tank on the green, and now my grandchildren love to climb on the tank on the green. And there used to be an ice cream store right across from the tank. It was always packed in the summer. Now it's a one of those yogurt places. But it's still the same. They get something cold to eat. They run over to the tank, and it's tons of fun. And of course, grandmothers and mothers are always sitting there hoping they don't fall off and break a bone.
But I mean, so like downtown's changed. I mean, my mom always talks about how much it's changed, but
it has.
But there's still something special about it. I mean, do you feel that way?
Yes, and I would have felt more that way had you bought the house that I wanted to buy, not the one my husband wanted to buy, which is 5 miles north of town in Northville.
It's the manor in it.
Just north of the green, there was a house that was built in the early 40s.
Okay.
It had a full basement and a main floor, and then the second floor, because of the way the roof went, there was a slant, and it reminded me a little bit of the house that I grew up in northern Minnesota. But it was downtown, and I wanted to be downtown.
Why?
I guess because I was used to being in a small town, Chris, and rode my bike everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I had visions of my kids riding their bikes everywhere and walking to get my groceries, to the drugstore, to the movie theater. And now I have to drive 5 miles to get downtown.
But there's that really wonderful sense of small communities within New Milford too, right? Like the, so like Northville itself.
Yes.
I mean, there's something that's uniquely special about the sort of agglomeration of communities that we have. I mean, yes. Do you feel that way too?
Yes, I do. I really like Northville. I like going into the Northville store. It's, you always see someone you know there. It used to be like you, Chris. But also, it was like Maury's.
Yeah.
Everybody still misses Maury's.
Yeah.
Because you for sure always saw somebody you knew there because they were centrally located.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so lots of us still miss Maury's.
Now, you're very ardent about being a Minnesota Viking. Do you feel like there is any sort of cultural animosity between you and the Yankees early on? The only reason I ask is because I know someone who moved here and they just have these very distinct memories. They moved here in the 60s about sort of just like dealing with these Yankees who had a just completely, it sounds strange because it was so recently, but such a different way of coping with things and dealing with things.
That's an interesting question because I used to work at the University of Minnesota Library where I had gone to school. My boss was only about 18 years older than I, maybe even not that old. The nicest, nicest man, I worked in the acquisitions department. He was a Yankee and he was a Barnstormer pilot. And of course, we always chatted and he found out that, you know, I was dating Al and that Al was a pilot. And then when he found out Al was from Maine, he made me come in his office and sit down and describe Yankees.
And how would you describe a Yankee? Specifically a New Milford Yankee.
Well, he described Yankees as not so friendly and maybe a little cold, a little off-putting. And that is not Minnesota. We are just Minnesota friendly. I talk to people in the supermarket lines. So maybe he skewed my feelings about coming to New England. First of all, I was very sad about leaving Minnesota because all my family was there. So maybe my feelings were skewed, and then the year that I lived in Maine was not a happy year. I was making so little money, and
right.
I want to know something. The people were not friendly.
Yeah.
And I made only one friend, and Al's mother actually blamed him for that. She said, you know a lot of people in this town, and you should be introducing Judy to these people. So when I came down here, I was ready to join things and know my neighbors and meet people in town. And I did. I went to a Cub Scout meeting where they had people who wanted to be Cub Scout leaders. So I was a den mother for a couple of years, three, and loved it.
Do you remember what pack it was?
No, I don't. But okay. I will tell you that my son won the Pinewood Derby.
Oh,
three
wow.
years in a row, we have
nice.
Pictures of
them. Some hidden weights drilled into the wood.
Oh, yeah. With Dad's help, right? and I did find people friendly.
You did?
Yes. And I think it's partly it's what you put out yourself. If you walk down the street and smile, you have strangers smiling back at you.
Yeah.
And if you talk to someone, generally they'll talk to you.
Yeah.
So, I think of New Milford as a friendly town.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I do. I like New Milford very much. I love our library, for one thing. There's a couple of stores downtown that I really like. I like Archway News because you can get any newspaper or magazine that you might want.
Is there something that you really miss?
Barton's.
What was Barton's?
Barton's was a department store that sold men's clothing, women's clothing, children's and infants, some giftware, fabric like mad. If you needed a gift, you could go into Barton's and find it. My mother got many a gift from Barton's that I sent back to Minnesota, so I always missed Barton's. And I'm happy to see that the Barton House over on East Street, which I thought was going to be moved back, and the apartment buildings in front I was ready to write another one of my angry letters to the editor. They don't even call me anymore, Chris. They just know who I am and they print my letters. But now I see it's in front and the other one is in the back. The apartment buildings and the new one's in the back.
Yeah, that was a tough fight too. I'm glad that they ended up that they ended up preserving at least the facade of the building.
Yes.
I was a little disheartened that they ended up gutting the inside because there are still original features. But you know, you have to, I guess, sacrifice a little to win something. So
yeah, I'm glad that they kept the house at least.
Yeah.
I wondered what they were going to do inside, offices and things.
I think that's what I heard.
I was hoping it would be apartments, and they would have kept it like you said.
Yeah.
And turned it into apartments. That certainly would have been possible.
Is there a, this is a strange question, but it's probably just because of my love of architecture. Besides the Barton House, is there a building that you miss that's been torn down? I mean, I think of, you know, old New England towns. I think of the Grange and how we lost our Grange. And I mean, this is before probably you were here, but the houses that were torn down. Down in the center of town, there were several houses that were torn down that were on the green. But I mean, is there? I don't know. Perhaps this is not a question, but is there a building that like you miss
that speaks to me?
That spoke to you? That's gone.
I can't think of.
Okay,
one
that's
right
okay.
Now.
No, that's fine.
But speaking of buildings, I do love this library as its architecture.
It's gorgeous.
I've always said, if I won the lottery, I was going to hire the best architect I could and have them add on to the library stones just like we have now.
Yeah.
And of course the interior would be much more usable.
Yeah, and I mean there are little things too that people don't realize, and some of them are hidden, like the stained glass that's upstairs. But then also those pavers that are out front were from the Silex company that used to be down by Lover's Leap.
Oh. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, because they used to grind up quartz.
Uh-huh.
And it would end up, they tried many different things, but they ended up, those pavers were made from that company made them. In fact, there's a plaque in one of them.
Oh.
But
you know what else I miss?
What's that?
The old sidewalks on Bank Street.
So, okay, that's a really interesting question. That's a really interesting topic. The change, the almost sort of romanticized view of what downtown used to look like and how they've tried to change it. I mean, so you miss the old sidewalks. Why?
Well, first of all, these are very inconvenient.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't notice as much when they first came out, except that I didn't like the look of them because they weren't real.
Right.
And secondly, because I knew several shop owners.
Right.
And they complained about having to sweep the cigarette butts and papers and everything from between the cracks around the fake bricks or whatever those things were called. So I miss the old sidewalks. They could have just made every sidewalk flat, like the town where I grew up in. Started up just before I was born with high wooden sidewalks, and then they made normal concrete sidewalks.
Great. I think this is perfect. I mean, this is... Really, really, this is awesome. I mean, is there anything you want to add? I'm not trying to cut you off. I'm just...
No.
I don't want this to feel like it's artificial, like you have to keep going, so...
I like creative arts, which has evolved into theater works.
That's a great point. Yeah.
I never... So there was a wonderful building that was preserved.
Yeah.
That old church. I love the building. And... when I first moved to New Milford and met a couple of my neighbors, they got involved in the theater, and so I used to attended many performances at Creative Arts because of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't remember when it turned into Theater Works, but I haven't gone to every play, but I certainly have gone to at least one or more a year.
Right.
And there are some things about Theater Works that I'm going to miss.
Yeah, it really is a special place.
It is.
It really, they've done a great job at sort of setting themselves apart from other community theaters. Because, and I don't even consider them community theater. In many ways, they're regional theater because they just, the caliber of their...
Yes.
Just from the caliber. I mean, I'm not...
Yes.
They do really quality performances. So.
Oh, and you know the other thing architecturally, did you know that the seats in that theater, if I'm correct, are from the old Bank Street Theater?
No, I didn't.
I think they are. You might want to look into that.
That's really fascinating.
That's how far back I go. And then, of course, well, there's another building I love.
Okay, go for it.
The Art Deco Bank Street Theater.
Oh my gosh, we're so fortunate.
I wish I could think of his name, the fellow who saved it. He was very young. Dave Barry?
No, Barry. I think it was something Barry.
Yes, it was.
He's from Sherman, right? Or New Fairfield? He wasn't a New Milfordite.
No, I don't think so. But he's the one that, I believe, originally saved that theater for us.
Yeah.
And
when you moved here, the theater was obviously different. I mean, today that hadn't had the Art Deco facade, wasn't revealed, right? It was, because didn't they restore that in the 2000s for deeds?
Gee, I can't remember if it looked like that or not.
I never looked up as a kid, so I can't remember. I honestly don't remember.
Mm-hmm. It's been this way for a long time now, hasn't it?
I think so.
Except that it's, what, 3 or 4 theaters now?
Right. And they restored the lobby, which is really nice.
Oh, the lobby as well. Yeah, and it looks, it's Art Deco with the floor and...
it's the, oh my gosh, it's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
They've done a great job, I really have to say that. And so is that man who owns so many buildings on Main Street.
Mr. Goldring?
Yes. Yeah. Even though one is very modern, and it's too bad that it's empty all these years, I understand he's also, he's done some of the buildings on Bank Street that look nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to a couple of the apartments upstairs. Have you?
I haven't, no.
Oh, my God. Goodness, it's amazing up there. Yes, I knew a young woman. Well, I know a young woman who used to live up there, and she brought my daughter and me up because she knew we wanted to see what it was like. Large and airy and windows. It's great.
That's really cool.
So, I'm done. I feel like if I